a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the welcome back, everyone, to the Talking Fit podcast. Woo, 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 woo. Sorry, we've been AFK for a week. We did the Talking Fit Classic, which if you are
AFK?
You know what that means. AFK, away from keyboard, you,
oh, what the
you
hell?
Bum. You bum.
We've been MIA. I think that's a bit
MIA
more.
MIA or AFK. I like AFK better.
Well, I don't. Stupid.
Gamer. That's the gamer in me. Anyway, MIA, yeah, we've done the classic.
That's the soldier in me.
We've done the classic Talking Fit.
Sorry. My microphone sounds quieter than your microphone.
Mine sounds quieter. No. Mine sounds quieter. Yeah, unless it's my headphones.
It must be because.
Hello.
No, whatever.
No, I think I've got the bodgy mic. Anyway.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, we've done the Talking Fit Classic and we've just not posted an episode last week. And just not let you guys know as we do.
Yeah.
So if you don't see an episode by about Monday, Tuesday, best believe you're not getting one till next
you're
week.
You're so much louder than
turn
I am.
Turn your headphones down.
If I turn my headphones down, I won't be able to hear me at all. You're like so loud.
Well, look at Audacity. It's we're even. We're even, Steven.
But I have to yell to sound like this.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'm yelling.
You just project your voice. Project.
Well, I am projecting my voice. This is if I just talk normally.
We've had a bit of a stinker. I forgot my laptop, so we're having a fucking
There's
record
always
on the,
fucking something there's always that goes an issue. Wrong. Yeah. It shits me off. I already don't want to be here. I have other shit that I need to get done.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
And then there's always something that just clearly fucks around.
Grace was clearly like, you know, upset about missing last week's episode. And we've done that to you guys too after the worst episode ever, literally. If you guys listen to it, what a load of fucking shit that episode was.
Anyway, that's in the past. Who gives a fuck? Whoa. We're in the future.
All right. Well, lots has been going down. We've got plenty to talk about this week. We won't just ghost you. So there's heaps going on.
Sorry if I sound like I'm yelling. I have to because I can't hear myself otherwise.
No, you're not. You're not yelling. You're
I
asleep.
Am yelling.
You're not yelling.
This is me yelling.
Do you want me to turn you up a bit?
Yeah. All right, that's a bit better. Yeah, now I can just relax a little bit and just
Yeah,
talk.
Just relax.
All right.
Just chill.
Well, what do we have to talk about?
Well, Grace, inform the people of your Fortnite. Oh, you don't want to. Well, you know what? Bugger your Fortnite then. My Fortnite, right? No, you just sat there and rolled your eyes.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Oh, well, good. No. Go and tell everyone about your Fortnite then.
I had a great Fortnite. We house sat for Lewis's parents because they went to Vietnam.
Yeah, good 2 weeks.
And it was awesome. Loved it. Made me realize that I really want to move out. But in this economy and in my uni circumstances, it's a bit difficult.
Definitely.
But it was so good. I am like, okay, now I feel like I'm too loud.
I don't know if my headphones are fucked, but.
Whatever. No, leave it. Oh, my God, whatever. All right, no, that's fine. I have been swarmed with clients, which is so exciting. Like, very. Why are you touching my shit?
Just keep talking.
sorry. Fucking no, hell. Been super busy with clients, which is so exciting. Shout out Lara and Jenna and Tanisha and Emma for getting amongst it. If you know, you know. I'm not going to explain. But, yeah, been super flat out with clients. And I'd be lying to you if I haven't said that it stressed me the fuck out. Like, I don't think I've woken up and had a single moment's peace for the last fortnight because I'm just such an anxious person.
Onboarding all these new clients
I'm just so anxious and I'm just freaking out and I'm like, I'm just spiraling a little bit. So I've just been trying to navigate that, but
Grace
everything
did like,
else has been all right.
She did like
I
a
guess.
Cheeky little, what was it, like deal where like you like referred someone. It's like what gyms do nearly, like where
it
you
was
refer
like
someone,
if
you get 3 weeks free.
If you refer a friend, you both get 3 weeks free. And
smart
it's
move.
Been super, super
successful.
Effective, and I'm loving it. And I have some awesome new clients, but I'm just, I don't know why, I'm just not handling myself as I used to. I've just, there's a little bit of self-doubt in there, you
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. A bit just, of stress as well.
I just feel like I'm not doing enough. Yeah. But
you
I'm
prayed
doing
for times like this now. You got like that many clients. It's actually unreal.
I'm so grateful. But I think there's just, it's not, I think it's just the circumstances around me that are freaking me out a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just, I don't know.
You're doing well.
I'm trying
persevering.
To just try and not freak out.
You're trying, just try.
I haven't had a meltdown yet, but I can feel it humming, I tell you. Like,
pray for me.
I'm on the brink of a meltdown.
Oh God.
Anyway, how's your week, fortnight been?
Fortnight. It's been good. I've started the upper lower split as well, so I'm on the upper lower train with Grace now. I'm still sorting out what to do on my days, though. My upper days, anyway. My lower days are just my leg days.
So good, love it.
But it's been a bit of fun.
Sorry, can I just butt in?
I got into that, like.
Wait.
Oh, okay, go.
Sorry, I just want to.
No. Just go. Butt in.
I just want to say sorry for my negative, sad weekly spool. It's fine. I don't want to be a negative Nelly.
That's right.
So disclaimer.
I don't think anyone was too caught up on it.
No, like, no, I know, oh, but no, I don't want to be such a party pooper. But anyway, carry on. Yeah. That's exciting. Upper lower split's good.
Yeah. And so fucking hell.
What?
So loud. Why am I? Okay, I think I've gotten it right. Sorry if it's been a bit earache. They're fucking, everything's just fucked, right? With fucking hell. People come in this room and fuck around with shit. Anyway, my fucking Fortnite was brilliant, right? I had a great time sorting out my upper lower split. I'm still figuring out what to do exactly on my upper days, but I'm getting there, and it's been a bit of fun. I was getting a bit sick of my split I've been doing for all this year. You know, it was that getting that time of year where, like, I normally run a split for about a year nearly and then change it up because I get bored with it, really is the main reason. But then there's been all this new research about frequency being, like, really important, exercise frequency. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to give it a go. And it's been all right. I need to give it a few more weeks before I can put a full opinion onto it, but it's been still, like, you know, the first week of it's been enjoyable. Anyway, what else has happened in this last fortnight? The grand final was on, Panthers won. Who gives a fuck? Moving on. Right?
Love it.
That's all we're going to put onto
love
it. You know what? That was pretty much my week. I'm being fucking pumped. I've been absolutely bent over and just railed by the university with just assignments. I finished placement, right, which we all know in the last episode, I believe we spoke about. I finished placement, but you'd think I'd be pretty much done uni now. No, uni's the most stressful it's ever been in my four fucking years, right? I've got to fucking apply for jobs. I had to write up my CV and shit in order to apply for jobs. I've got to save up money to be able to register myself because it costs $500-$600, right? And I've got to do that in the next couple of weeks. And then on top of it, the university's like, you know what? We're going to be really hilarious and give you a 2,000-word essay, a fucking 1,500-word nutrition fucking essay. We're going to give you a fucking, what else? A 6 to 7 minute PowerPoint presentation you got to make now, like recorded. Fuck off. Like, holy shit. So I think we're both being just a bit stressed, actually. I've been very fucking stressed. But anyway, what else happened? My books, my reading. I'm nearly done my fifth book, which has been The Invisible Woman. I don't know if I spoke about it all in the last one. I've started this book. It's a book by a lady who's pretty much gone and broken down the bias with, like, all these different studies and statistics of, like, how men dominate the world in literally every way you could imagine, like, everything. Mm-hmm. Like, from, like, clothing, like you know, PPE, personal protective equipment, to tools, to cars, to everything. Everything was designed by men for men, right? Like, and that's why, like, one interesting part that I've learned so far is women are 47% more likely to be seriously injured in a car crash because cars weren't invented for women. 90% of women, when you get in a car, you got to move the seat forwards, right? You're 3 times more likely to experience whiplash because the seats are, like, so rigid and hard nowadays that it's not, like, you don't have the soft tissue in your neck to support your head when you end up, like, getting hit from behind. So you're, 3 times more likely to experience whiplash. You're 17% more likely to die in a car accident as well because of these things. Like, cars just weren't made for women. It's crazy. Even things like phones as well. There was studies done on, like,
The size of a phone
because phones are so big now in just general, but because women have smaller hands, there's, like, you know,
Musculoskeletal issues
with their hands, arms and wrists, like, that they experience more of because of how big a fucking phone is.
It's crazy. So many interesting things Lewis is, like, figuring out.
Mm. Even things like at the very start, they spoke about how in Sweden or one of those northern European countries, they got new policy in from this new government that came in to pretty much had to go through all their legislation, all their like things that the government does to rule out anything that is sexist, right? Or like without the, maybe the intentionally or unintentionally sexist. Mm-hmm. So they've gone through and a guy made a joke in the, on the like government board. He made a joke about like, oh, like snow removal because it snows there. Surely that like, well, we won't bother looking into that because surely that's not like sexist, right? Like, ha ha ha.
Like what snow about removal. Removing snow is sexist?
Lol. And yeah. Well, lo and behold, they looked into it a bit more and it is fucking sexist because when they snow remove in Sweden or when they did snow remove, what they do first is they clear out all the major roads and stuff of snow, roads, highways, all that stuff. Then they go and do paths like in pedestrian areas and parks and stuff like that and recreational spots like second. That always comes seconds to roads and things like that. Now, what they found is that men are far more likely on average to drive and have the car of the household than the women. Women are far more likely to be, you know, pushing prams and doing all the unpaid work of the, like, the world. So, you know, whether that's taking the kids out to parks and things like that, pushing prams along pedestrian, going shopping out on the, using the pedestrian areas, public areas, public transport, you're more likely to catch because men are more likely to use the car and stuff. And they found because the roads get cleared first and that the, you know, the pathways and all that get cleared second, it's biasing men in that way mm-hmm. because women are more likely, because of the snow being on the road, the pathways and things like that, more likely to experience slips and falls and things like that because, you know, or like issues with shoulders and things like that because you're pushing, you know, fucking prams and trolleys through like the thick layers of snow and stuff, like 3 inches. Like you can imagine how hard it is.
Mm.
And what they find later on is that it saves them money by switching the way that they do that now because there's less injury going in, like there's less women going into hospital now because of, you know, broken bones and like soft tissue injuries and things like that from the snow not being cleared in an adequate time.
So they're saving money by just swapping it around as well. So it's a win-win.
Yeah. So that's just that's just only a pinch of what I've learned.
A literal slither of what's in that book.
Yeah, unreal book. It's called Invisible Woman if you're a woman out there or a man actually. I highly suggest if you're a man out there to read it because it's literally objective as fuck. Like it's stats and literally studies. You can't argue against it. It's mm-hmm. just the truth and it's just stuff that's been hidden and not spoken about. And but yeah, I'm a feminist.
Love it. Love it.
But yeah, I'm on my fifth book. I've nearly done it.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell. It's going to be a sprint to the end of these six books, the end of these 10 books, sorry. So yeah, but I'll get it done. I'll get it done. Anyway, enough yapping. Enough fucking yapping about ourselves. Well, true. We're going to keep yapping about ourselves.
Enough yapping, Lewis, about yourself. Just kidding. Love hearing about what you have to say.
We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now back to the podcast.
Do we want to, should we recap? We should recap our day yesterday on Saturday. Should we recap what we did something pretty big yesterday.
We went to the Oz Fitness Expo.
Yeah. For the second year in a row.
Good fun.
We remember, oh fucking hell, I'm way out of shot. There we go. If you remember last year, I said that I was like, you know what, we're going to get invited back next year, right? Invited back. If you remember that, you remember. And you know what? Technically, I'm going to say we did because.
This is such a cop out.
No. But listen, right? We got the Oz Fitness Expo. Follow us on Instagram. Dub, shout out. That's the dub. We got tickets for free because we're students, right? I honestly thought we weren't going to be able to finesse. Well, we didn't finesse it. We are fucking students.
Yeah,
but
I don't know why you're so surprised about that.
I don't know.
We're literally students.
We're stupid. We didn't do that last year. So we got in for free. And, that's you know, so like good. I was constantly getting text messages from Oz Fitness Expo saying, make sure you buy your tickets now. Make sure you come.
Don't touch your mic.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to just sit in the one
it
spot.
It just like cut in and out.
Did it?
Yeah. Okay. Try not to touch it.
I won't. But yeah, I'm counting that as an invitation. So yeah, we held up our end. I'm gonna take that as an invitation. But how do you reckon yesterday was?
Yesterday was good. I reckon the first year was better that we went, but yesterday was still good. It's so fun to walk around. It's packed in there, literally packed. Oh, there's so many people, so many different stalls and things to try and look at. And, yeah, you're just constantly eating or drinking something. It's good. It's good fun. And there's so much going on there. At a bodybuilding show, powerlifting, Olympic weightlifting. They had some high rocks type shit, strongman, CrossFit, boxing, calisthenics. You walk around, there's just shit going on everywhere. So good. And yeah, there's just like so much to try and there's people to meet and stuff. It's a great day out. Absolutely recommend. The first year was only better because I reckon they had a little bit more crowd involvement, if that makes sense. They had few more challenges that people walking around could get involved in, and the guests of the first year were probably a little bit more iconic.
They had still, more, yeah, they just had like, I don't want to say better, but they had more special guests last year, I'd say. Like, you got to think, last year we met Volkanovski and Israel Adesanya at the pinnacle of their UFC careers, like last year. That was massive when we did that. And then, you know, everyone else like
and Zach Lee Priest was there last year, but this year we actually met Lee Priest. So he's hilarious. He's so iconic.
He's so good. And the funny thing was, Grace and I, the night before we went down, watched, there's a show on fucking 7+ called Outback Outlaw, like Paulie the Comedian or something. It's his like Outback comedy tour. If you know who Paulie is, you know, but I recommend everyone just go watch like the first episode of it. It's called Outback Outlaw on 7+, and Lee Priest is in it as like Paulie's like bodyguard. But fucking hell, the shit that happens in it and the things that they go on with.
It's just the most outrageous thing ever. It's just mind-boggling that shit happens, like it goes on. Crazy,
if you know about Lee Priest or what Lee Priest is like it won't be a shock to you, but if not, like fucking hell, just go and watch the first episode and find out about the fucking vampire's tea bag. That's all I'm gonna say. The vampire's tea bag,
it's crazy. So we met Lee Priest, and the first thing we said to him was, oh my god, it's Lee Priest from Outback Outlaws. We weren't like, oh my god, it's Lee Priest, Australia's best bodybuilder. Yeah. And he thought it was funny.
We did it on purpose. Good. Yeah, it was funny though. And he was, what did he say? He's like, oh, my wife hated me doing that show because he's like, there's these, it's like a lot of it's fake. It's skit.
It's skits basically.
And he takes like girls back to his like apartment room and stuff.
And they allude to like them obviously sleeping together, but they don't because he's married.
And so his wife like hated him doing it because of that. And he goes, honey, it's all just acting. He's like, but if you think, you know, that it's real, then it must mean that I'm a pretty good actor.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm a pretty good funny. Actor. It was, it was funny. It was iconic. But the day was good.
Yeah. And then I met Matt the Brute Wang.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Wang.
Bruce Wang. What a legend. Because Trey was there again. I met Trey last year. And he has, like, his own, like, supplement pre-workout brand now. So, and it was actually pretty good. I went and tasted it. Not bad. But yeah, Bruce Wang was there because I saw he was there on the Friday. I was like, fuck, I want to meet Bruce Wang as well. Lee Priest and Bruce Wang is all I wanted to meet. And so I met him and he was so lovely. Like, don't you reckon? Like, I remember he had like a camera in his hand. He was sort of filming for Trey, I think, as well. And I saw him and I was kind of like, oh, I was like, just stand here for a sec, Grace. We'll just wait till he's like, you know, like done doing stuff. Cause he was holding a camera and sort of walking around. I thought, oh, he might be a bit busy. But he sort of like was like looking at me like as if he noticed me. And I was kind of like, oh, like, am I like being real standoffish? Like, we're just standing there. I wasn't like just standing there in the fucking corner, death staring.
Yeah, he kept looking at us, but I was like,
it was weird. And then he came up to me, like came up to us. And I was kind of like this, he like fucking recognized me or know who I am or something. I was like, fucking confused, but he didn't. He just was approaching. He told us like he's just approaching like anyone that was like fans or stuff like that and like having conversation. He was so lovely though. Like
so nice.
Dead set was talking to him like as if we knew him already.
I know. It was such a good chat. It was like we were friends. He was really friendly.
Yeah, he's a legend. So shout out Bruce Wang, my new favorite influencer now. Fitness influencer. For sure. No, but he was actually so good.
And you enjoyed yesterday. What was your favorite part of it?
My favorite part was I kept flogging Celsius's. The fucking, if anyone knows about Celsius's, the energy drinks, there was a stand. It wasn't Celsius having the stand, but they had, like, I don't know how they give away so much free stuff. They had a fridge full of them, right? Full of them. And they kept bringing out pallets as well to fill them up. And we went past and I got one and Grace got one. And obviously Grace being Grace doesn't drink any shit like that. So I got two and my one was cold. And so I cracked it and I was like, God, I didn't have any caffeine that morning. Cause I was like, I know I'm going to have a fucking absurd amount when I'm down there because of the samples and shit. So I cracked it and I had one. It was the watermelon lemonade one and fuck me dead. It was so good. I was like, holy shit. So nice. And so I kept going around in laps and going back past and just getting like free cans. The bloke definitely recognized me. I came back past like about five times. I've got like a six pack, like six cans at home. I almost was going to say to the guy, can I just have a fucking pallet? Because they're giving them out for free. Who cares if I get 12, right? Like, shouldn't matter. But they're so good. Like, so nice. Like, I rated them heaps. And what else we got? We got like some coffee as well and shit. And just, yeah, loads of free samples. I said it to Grace, like, it was good, like, and I enjoyed it, but I don't know, like, it didn't hit the same as it did last year, I would say. Like, it was still fun, good day out, and, like, I thoroughly enjoyed it, but last year was definitely a lot better. Yeah, whether or not that was the people that went, maybe because it was our first time, I don't know. But
still a fun day out, though. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, but something that happened that was fucking scandalous, right? It was big, actually. It was quite a big thing that we caught live. The ICN do their, like, one of their shows down there during the whole event as well. So they have, like, the whole Sydney Superbodies or whatever it's called. I don't know if that's it. But it's one of the shows for Season B at the Fitness Expo. And we sat and we were watching the classic division, like, going on. And the first class came out and it was four guys. And one of them came out and he was, like, this, like, Lebanese bloke. And he looked like he'd, you know, given it, like, he just was up there just to sort of have the experience, right? And, like, he came out screaming. It was a bit like, I was like, whoa, all right, he might have a bit of head noise, but, you know, we'll leave him to it. And, you know, like, because he was tanned, he had everything going on. His posing was very rubbish. And he was, like, looking. You could see him looking at everyone else to figure out how to pose. And so I thought, oh, maybe he's just come in super underprepared, whatever, like, but if he's up there, he's up there, whatever, you know. And so he went through his whole routine. He started doing this when they did the, what's it called at the end, the pose down.
Yeah,
it was started like, doing this weird, like,
hit your
shushing.
Favorite classic pose.
Yeah, he was hitting this weird thing where it was like he was bent over shushing and it was really fucking
it was
weird.
So weird.
Didn't make any sense. But anyway, he got, like, last in that class, respectfully. But the next class came out and out comes this guy that you eyes get drawn to immediately and we're looking at him and he's got like a neck scarf on. So I'm like, what the fuck? And his skin was really patchy. And
no, it looked like he was tattooed all over yes. his arms and his torso.
Yeah.
And then you looked at his legs and they were just sort of, there was nothing impressive to look at
yeah.
there.
And they were a different like colour.
They were
as
a different
well.
Colour. And I was looking at him and so was Lewis. And we were like, something's so off here. What is it?
Yeah. And he's got like a neck scarf. I'm like, what the fuck?
He looked like something was wrong with him. Like he had some sort of condition.
Skin condition, I thought.
Or like where he's like really swollen yeah. or something. He just looked weird as fuck. And everyone was sort of like, what's going on? And then next minute, the ICN guy goes, oh, can we just get everybody to file off stage? Because they brought everyone out.
Yeah.
Everyone's hit their front poses, ready to go. And he goes, oh, hang on, like, we'll just get everyone to file off stage. So everyone's walked off stage. And I've turned to Lewis and I've gone, I think that guy was wearing a suit.
A muscle suit.
One of those ones that you buy from a costume shop
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Turns out that's exactly yep. what happened. So they filed him off stage and everyone's like, what the fuck? And then one of the judges gets a microphone and just sprays this guy and the last guy too because you sort of put two and two together and you're like,
they were
hang
together.
On, they're both taking the piss yeah. here. So, and it's so true. Like, don't get up on stage and take the piss. People have sacrificed so much to be on stage, 16 yeah. to 20 weeks of just utter shit
yeah.
prep. You're just pissed off. You're hungry. You know, you've missed out on things socially. It's just such a sacrifice and grind to get up there for someone to just get on and take the piss out of it.
Mm.
It's just a bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
And that's pretty well what the judge said. Like, they were fuming.
Yeah. And like the judge literally at the start was like, can we boo them off? Like he was telling the crowd to boo them off the stage. Like the fakers or the imposters, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they were pissed. Like, as you would be. Like, they've just taken the piss. And I felt bad for the rest of them because when they came back out, the actual competitors, they all looked a bit like fucking over it. Like, you'd be so pissed off. Like, you're hungry, tired, depleted, dehydrated. And then you've got some fuckwit slowing everything down and, like, taking the piss. Like, you would just be like, so over
yeah,
it.
Very
like,
frustrating.
And he thought he was hilarious. He was some Asian bloke, like, and they were filming. So they, like, want to be, like, Nelk Boys or something, thinking they're doing, like, pranks to their, like, 10 YouTube subscribers or something. But they walked out. But I don't know, how the fuck did they get there is what I want to know. How, like, the first bloke, they'll be pissed that the first bloke managed to go through a whole routine and get a medal.
Yeah.
Like, he was there. Like, they've got to do something prior to the day. Like, did you – because you sign up on the day, right, for your show. There's no –
I think it was, like, the day before. Or, no, it's the week before. Like,
you got to register.
Yeah, entries
– surely.
Entries cut off, but yeah. For me it was a few days before the show.
So how the fuck did they get in? Because there's no way – unless they've registered.
Yeah, they have. They've definitely – I reckon they'd pay – because the first guy had a number and everything.
Yeah.
Like, they would have paid to enter – but yeah.
Then how did old mate get up there with a literal like
and no
muscle
one
suit
said anything.
And a scarf? Like how are they not going to take it off?
Yeah, it was weird.
That didn't make any sense to me. That was a bit odd.
It was so weird. And then we on our way out of the expo when we were done for the day, that group of people also were done for the day. And like lo and behold, they were filming. Like
yeah,
they
yeah.
were recording. Yeah. And those two guys were together. So yeah.
Fucking dickheads.
It was
though.
Just so random. Yeah. And I reckon the ICN is gonna be so pissed off at that. Yeah.
They've got to tighten up something to do with that.
But
like,
yeah, that was just like so odd. I couldn't believe that happened.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, like especially the first bloke, he just made himself look like an idiot anyway.
Yeah, it looks
like
so
everyone was like a bit like oh, bless him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's that sort of – so you're not, like, that funny, to be honest. Like,
no, everyone just
you actually
kind of
look – yeah, everyone just feels a bit bad for you. Like, oh, bless him. He's so not ready, but whatever. Like, oh, but, yeah, that was huge. I thought that was really, like – that was a scandal. ICN scandal. That's what it would be titled. But, yeah, that was our day. Not bad. Not bad. Not as good as it was last year, though, I'll definitely say. But next year, one of two things could be happening. I could be in that said show next year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I do season B, I'll do it because fucking that'd be fun doing it at the
that'd
expo.
Be so good.
It's like dead set 100, 200
but,
people watching.
No,
you.
But remember last year they had the expo in April, so you have to figure out.
No, they have two.
No,
last year they had it in April, and then what they had it then again.
They have
at the
it
end
in
of the
like
year.
Melbourne or something. So they sort of so you've got
well,
to.
They had
out.
The show last year though too.
In April.
Yeah, and they had it last year when we went down at the end of the year. We didn't go in April, remember
yes,
last year?
Yes, we did.
No, we
yes,
did not.
Yes, we did.
No, we did not, Grace. We went this time last year.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
Do you want to put money on it right now? $100
I'm
right
not
now. I could use $100.
But we did not go.
Grace, you are tripping.
No,
we did.
I'm not.
You
I
are
remember
smoking
it,
crack.
I remember
we went
it,
this time
no,
last year.
Because I remember it being at the start of the year and me thinking, oh, shit, like I'll be prepped and I'll be heaps fit and ready for it because I'll be in prep. I was in prep
no.
in April this year. So I was like, cool, we'll go to the expo and I'll be jacked. And then I was like, oh, hang on.
Yeah, because you were about
year.
To start your prep in October,
no,
right? Yes,
no.
Yes. And you know how I know too? Because the Mr. Olympia was on at the same time as this fitness expo. Again, we have an episode that says our Oz Fitness Expo 2023 recap plus our Mr. Olympia recap. The same
no.
episode because it was on at the same time.
Lewis, I don't believe
Grace,
you.
Grace, can we bet $50 at least
no,
on
No, I'm not betting
because
shit
you know
on
you're
it.
Wrong.
No, I just.
You know you're wrong.
I'm almost certain.
You're
yes.
wrong. You
I
got
swear.
That so wrong.
No, because it's in they have it in Melbourne.
So wrong.
March 2025, it's in Melbourne, so it'll be at the end of
the year.
It was the
Sydney show. They have one, yeah, they have the Melbourne one at the start of the year and the Sydney show at the end of the year.
But we went at the start of the year.
We didn't because we didn't go to Melbourne. It's the Sydney show
no,
is in October.
I swear to God, Lewis.
Grace, you're so wrong. It's triggering me.
I'm not wrong.
You,
no, I'm
can
not.
Can we bet money on it? Because I really need some money right now. So if
no,
I could get 50 for this, 20,
I'm
what about 20?
Not
10,
betting anything.
10.
No.
No, put your money where your mouth is then.
No,
or
I'm just.
Or admit that you're wrong.
No, but I want to first prove that I'm wrong because I swear. I'm right.
Go to our Spotify and go down to where our Oz Fitness Expo recap is. It'll be a year ago now.
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna prove you wrong right now. This has triggered me. I'm going to prove you wrong.
I think I'm, you know what?
You think you're wrong?
I think I'm right.
No.
Yep. Nope. I think I'm right. Yep.
Grace, we didn't go in fucking April.
Yes, we did. In 2023, we went in April.
You're on crack.
We did,
you
Lewis.
You are smoking
Tell
it.
Me why.
You are
ICC Sydney, 2023, 28th to the 30th of April. Suck my dick.
We didn't go in April.
We did not go in April. Yes, we did.
How has it been more than a year?
Drop.
It's not.
It is. I'm telling you.
No, I don't believe it.
Go on to the Oz Fitness Expo's website, 28th to the 30th of April, ICC Sydney 2023.
No.
Yep. Alex Volkanovski, Hattie Boydell, Chantel Duncan, Jackson Tippett, whoever that is, James Newbury, whoever that is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I see it now. 7th of May 2023, our Oz Fitness Expo recap. Why did I think that was wrong then? Okay.
Should have bet $100, shouldn't I? Damn it. God damn it.
Shit.
Well, it
would have just been, you wouldn't have gotten
We've
that
just spent
ages.
5 minutes arguing over that. Let's move
fucking
on to our
hell.
Next
I feel
segment.
Like an idiot now.
Yeah.
Why was it in fucking April then in October? That doesn't make any sense.
That's why I vividly remember being like,
spinning out.
Sweet, I'll be dice. And then it was in October and I was like, shit, I'll be fat.
Anyway,
I'm
Olympia, speaking of. Oh, Grace doesn't want to talk about anything fitness related. No, let's go on and fucking talk about our death row meal. Let's fucking talk about what our favourite animated show is of all time.
Well, we put a question box out there for the listeners who actually listen to this shit, and that's what they are.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
The questions I want. Let's quickly recap on the Olympia. It's currently happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Top three C-bums in it, of course. The two others that were meant to be in it aren't in it. Damn, what a shame. Wellness is over. The wellness chick who was the reigning champ has been dethroned.
Wellness, it doesn't matter. All right, next.
Some other chicks won it. Congrats.
Yeah.
And we're waiting on the Opens as well. Who
it's
knows?
The same top three as
who
last
knows
year.
Who's
Hattie, Derek, and Samson.
Yep. And then the 128 or whatever the fuck, the little guys, some dude who's some prodigy with no waist won it. That's the Olympia recap. We're waiting for the results.
Wow.
Do you have anything to add?
No, that's it.
That was pretty good,
that's
hey?
That's it, done. Yeah, wow. That's insane.
What? Did I not just nail it?
Well, we spoke, right? Have a little bit of respect, right? We spoke earlier this year about Mr. Wesley Vissers and how we thought Wesley Vissers might be the guy to dethrone C-Bum. Remember we had it?
We
had a discussion about it.
I don't remember who Wesley Vissers is.
Wesley Vissers won the Arnold Classic at the start of the year, right? He beat Ramon, who everyone said like Ramon might be able to beat C-Bum next year because he came second last year in the Classic at the Olympia. Then Wesley Vissers came out of nowhere and won the Arnold Classic and everyone was like, whoa. Whoa, because his back is really good. His back shot can compete with C-Bums, right? Wesley Vissers, ladies and gentlemen, finished top fucking seven. Top seven, not even top five in the Classic division this year, which I feel really bad for him because fucking hell. Like, he was so certain he was going to put up a fight against C-Bum. Like, second at least, tough. He guaranteed himself.
Yeah.
You know, fucking top seven, that's brutal. That is brutal. That is so off
Still
by everyone.
Still an amazing achievement.
Oh, yeah.
But he would be disappointed.
Massively. Fairly. And he made a post about it saying that he is because he was not expecting that.
Yeah.
And then Ramon didn't even get top three. He's top five. Fucking hell. Dino. I don't know what happened. I do. Like, you see him come out and, you know, I think he came in not as good as he did last year. Oh, fucking hell. Stop.
Sorry.
That fucking scared me.
Sorry.
He didn't come in as good as he did last year, right?
Can I test
Which
the
is sad.
Again?
I feel bad for him. So now there's some bloke I've never heard of because I'm a fucking faker. We're not even bodybuilding fans.
That's what I mean.
The bloke that's in the top three, good on him. Good on him because he came out of nowhere. Everyone's going to be like, you don't know fucking such and such. I think his name's Mike.
We're such bandwagoners.
Urs or however you pronounce his fucking name, the bloke with the blonde mullet, like, he's done well. I think he's
going to get again. I know C-Bum, and that's literally it.
And yeah, it doesn't matter at the end of the day because he's going to win 6 times in a row. And guess what? We'll be here 4 years later going, oh, he's won his 10th year in a row. Doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck about everyone else when you've got someone like C-Bum in it? He's the one that's going to win it every fucking year, either dies or retires.
Unpopular opinion, I hope he gets dethroned.
Why?
I hate when people and the judges and people just get on a run for like 8 years. Yeah. It's boring.
Yeah. But it's correct though. His dominance is it's not their bias towards him. Compare him to who is second and third currently. He's fucking miles ahead still. Yeah, but it's not bias and it's not a close battle. It hasn't been a close battle for 1 year of his whole reign.
I'm getting bored of it.
Obviously.
Someone new.
That's bodybuilding.
Someone new come in and
an eight-year stretch is not unheard of in bodybuilding.
I know, and it's...
That's the sport.
And it's... Oh,
but that's
it's
what just, makes it massive if they ever lose. Like when Ronnie Coleman finally fucking lost, everyone was like, whoa, Jay Cutler, whoa, you know? But he won't lose. He won't lose.
All right, well, let's go.
Because did you know he's 29? I didn't even fucking know he's not 30 yet. He was 20 fucking 3 when he won his first Olympia. Are you serious? How did I not know that? I'm the biggest meat rider of C-Bum ever. I do tricks on the thing. And he's fucking 29?
Someone come in and dethrone. Let's overhaul it.
No, I want him to win 20 years in a row.
Let's go.
Fuck it.
No.
I want him to go 9. I want him to go 9 and have the record for most Olympias in a row.
Bring someone else in.
No.
So anyway. We put out a question box and we got... 2 whole questions.
Whoa. From the same person?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll shout out. But they're just some fun, fresh questions. So let's get into it, what the people asked and what they want to know. First things first, shout out Tim.
I'm the realist.
Tim, a loyal listener.
Loyalist.
He actually asked 2 questions, but one of them was just like, he said this to me. What's it like waking up next to a king?
Oh, great question, Tim. Unreal. Unreal question. Answer that, please. Answer.
It's great. I love it.
It's unreal.
I love Lewis. He's a king. Damn, it's awesome. Straight. It's a great way to wake up. I hate not waking up next to him. It makes me really sad.
Hear that? To all the single men out there listening, that's what you need. That's what you need in a partner is a woman that treats you right.
All right, next question.
That treats you. Does her duties.
Oi, stop. Stop. That's not even a funny joke. Okay, wallet. Who's not even a wallet? I pay for all of Lewis's shit.
True, she's a sugar mommy. So.
Anyway, what's it? Oh, wait. Next question. Let's do this question first. This is an interesting one.
Interesting, your mommy.
Shout out to Flynn Giddy. Shout out to Flynn Gidley.
Gidley.
How did you know that?
Because I've seen his name before.
Oh, shout out Flynn Gidley, you legend.
Legend.
It's a heaps cool question too. I love this question. Ready? What is our death row meal?
Oh, and I like this question too because there's a series there's an interview YouTuber out there at the moment that does celebrities, like they eat their death row meal or like final meal it's called, and they like interview and then like eat their final meal. It's sick. I like it.
So
good concept.
It was crazy timing that he asked that because we've just been watching it.
So
what's your death row meal?
I probably should have thought about it and written it down.
Can we have like as much as we want? Is that
Yeah. Fuck it. Well, we probably should cap you because you'll probably – the rest of this episode, 30 minutes, will be about Grace's fucking death row meal. She'll eat everything she can. What is there? Is there? What are 3 things that you would have on there? 5. We'll go 5.
All right.
5. Do we need time to maybe like think about it?
Yeah, let's just have a quick thing.
Okay, have a quick thing. I think I know what I'm going to write down some things. Fuck, because that's a hard question. As a fat ass or as a pair of fat asses. We're going to have to really procrastinate on this question. So you've done really well here, Flynn.
All right. I have enough. I've capped mine at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How many do you have?
I have, hang on, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 8. I'm just gonna, because genuinely, Grace and I could be here all day talking about this. So and like I'll just keep adding to the list. Because if you think about it, like you're gonna die. You're gonna. I actually have no sweet things really on this. It's mostly savory. It'll say a lot about what we prefer. I'm much more of a savory person than sweet, and I dare say Grace is the opposite. Grace is much more of a sweet than savory. Do you reckon? Do you reckon you're more sweet than savory?
I think I appreciate sweet foods more, but I like them both too
I get too sick off it.
All right, who's going first?
Should we do meal for meal or should we just do
No, everything? You've got to say everything.
Everything, okay. Do you want to go first? You go first, all right. Grace.
I have a fair few items on here. Fuck but if it's our death row meal, so yeah. Like give me what I ask for.
Yeah, damn straight.
All right, you can't say anything until I'm done.
Okay.
All right, first, creamy garlic pasta. Surprise. Second. Inforno Calabrese. Is it Calabrese or Calabrese?
Just either or.
Inforno Calabrese.
Calabrese.
Calabrese pasta from Inforno.
Yeah.
I think I already said that. Rascals cheeseburger and tots with blue cheese ranch. A Woolies mud cake. Because I'm talking like I am just eating gluten. Like I'm not celiac right now. Yeah, I'm going to die, so I'm not celiac. So Woolies mud cake, warm, chewy chocolate chip cookies and ice cream, a chocolate thick shake, salami and camembert with crackers, homemade sausage rolls with puff pastry, garlic bread, but it's like it's not the like loaf garlic bread you get. It's like the flat, like open one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And Kraft mac and cheese.
And Kraft mac and cheese, wow. And that's everything?
That's mine. That's 10 things, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. See, that still doesn't sound like enough.
So I've got three pasta dishes, sausage rolls, garlic bread, you know, salami, bit of charcuterie in there, cheeseburger and tots for some grease, and then I've got my sweet things. That's perfect. I would die eating that. It's so good. All right, what's yours?
Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
I genuinely have barely any sweet stuff on here.
All right, what is it?
I think it's because I need to have lunch and I haven't had lunch. So first one, basic, Raisin Cane's Caniac combo with like a thing of sauce, right? I need to have that
valid on
my death row meal. Next one's Guzman Nacho Fries, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Good little meal that. I got to give my homage to Guzman. Third one, homemade Turkish bread pizzas, like with whatever toppings I want to put on it. Like I fucking love homemade pizzas on Turkish bread. Oh, it's unreal. When that's the dinner for the night. Next one, 5 kilos of fresh prawns and 5 dozens of oysters. I'd fucking,
what
I,
fuck
I'd
mug it.
You're
gonna eat all that?
I would. I'd mug it.
Right, that's crazy.
Next one, I want Philadelphia sushi from Bali. That fucking Powley long bloke on TikTok that eats it. Remember how I bang on about it? I want that sushi. That looks so fucking good. Or Nobu. I want a fucking mad sushi platter. Next one is just chips and dip, Doritos and salsa, most preferably. But, yeah, chips and dip. I'm a fucking slag for chips and dip. It's probably my biggest downfall. I say it to Grace all the time. Just be careful. I say, can you watch me I start having chips and dip? Because I'm like, don't let me overindulge because I so can. Next one, charcuterie board.
I was going to write
to the
that.
Brim. Yeah, well, I've got it, so we can share it.
Okay.
So charcuterie board, I'm talking cheese, I'm talking slime, I'm talking pickles, I'm talking fucking
prosciutto.
Dips, I'm talking prosciutto, I'm talking everything. Every fucking cheese and everything under the sun, crackers, bread, all sorts, right?
I was going to say that.
Stuff, bell peppers, everything. Fucking hell.
But I just, okay.
Well, you didn't, right?
No, but that's why I put salami,
next
camembert
one
and crackers.
Is lobster mac and cheese. Fuck yes, get in me. Bougie bit of lobster mac and cheese. I can't afford it ever. I don't even know where I'd get it here in Australia, but lobster mac and cheese. I've seen it before. It looks fucking unreal. I want it. And my last one is a toasted Reuben sandwich. Yes.
You actually have nothing sweet on
it. A Reuben. Yeah, fucking. Well, there can be sweet stuff on the charcuterie. Add some sweet, because you can add sweet stuff to charcuterie.
I want to add something to mine.
That's it. That's my death row meal.
That's a good list. Yours was a bit
cooler than mine.
Yeah,
mine
yours is fucking like creamy garlic chicken pasta. She's currently eating that. She ate three fucking lots of that in one day the other day. She started meal prepping it, which is great, right? She's eating something that she really enjoys. I'm all for it. But when it's your fucking only meal for three meals in the day, like, we've got to start asking some questions.
That's
here.
It's
like,
that good. I want to add hot chips and gravy.
Tell me. I want to add. She drops her guts and it's
just garlic. That's just bullshit. I want to add hot chips and gravy to mine.
Okay, I'll allow it.
I just like certain meals, and
you could put anything on my fucking death row like meal, and I'll eat it. Like, I'd be happy. But those currently, like, if you ask me this question in a couple weeks, I'd be changed.
What if I gave you almonds?
I'd probably kill myself.
See, you wouldn't eat it.
I wouldn't eat anything else.
Great question. Thanks, Flynn. You absolute legend. Yeah, that was an epic question.
Unreal.
All right, next question.
Next question.
From Tim.
Tim Buck 2.
Again, shout out.
Yeah.
His question was, favorite animated film as a child, and he gave guesses, right? So this is what his predictions are.
Yeah.
He reckons my favorite animated film as a child was Spirit, the Stallion of Cimarron. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
He reckons Spirit.
Oh, the horse. Yeah,
he reckons my favorite show was Spirit, and he reckons this is what he reckons yours is. He reckons Lewis's was Beauty and the Beast because you're built like Gaston.
Oh, I'll take that.
Or Tarzan. You're a bit of an ape like Tarzan.
Tarzan's not too bad.
And then he said, in all honesty, I could see Lewis liking Cars or something. And Tim's favorite movie, let it be known, is The Lion King because of Rafiki.
Rafiki. Is that the monkey? I think that's the monkey. Yeah. And it is the monkey. Get cultured. All right. Mine, he's not far off it with Cars.
I was going to say, Cars is a good show.
Cars is up there for me. I think I said it to Grace in the car on the way here. Probably. It would be, it'd be two. Nemo.
That's a good one.
Finding Nemo.
That's a good
or
one.
Or Ratatouille. I fucking love Ratatouille.
You like Ratatouille a lot.
Because it's food and it looks fucking yum. And I want to just be in that movie and eat the food that they put out. So yum. Ratatouille would be, possibly it. Either Nemo or Ratatouille. But Cars is up there as well. The Cars series, masterpiece.
I don't like Spirit because I think it's sad and I can't with sad animal things.
Yeah.
And I also thought to myself, did you ever watch Dumbo?
That's sad as well, isn't it, Dumbo?
I was thinking Dumbo, like, I watched a few times, but it was so sad. Like, it was depressing.
You're crying, yeah.
Yeah, like, I literally would cry. I would probably say the show that as a kid, like, not my current favorite, but as a kid, I liked Bolt.
Yeah, Bolt. I think Bolt's sad too. It's a bit sad. It's got moments where it's a bit sad. Anything with animals is sad. For whatever reason, they love to make it just depressing.
As a child, that was probably my favorite.
Yeah. Even Nemo's like sad.
I liked Nemo too. That was good. But it was
at the end
like
of the movie
scary.
When all the like fish are trying to get out of the net and they're getting caught. And then, they escape, but it's still sad. And then even Ratatouille when the fucking nutty grandma's like got the shotguns trying to fucking kill him. And they're trying to kill all the rats. Like, just leave the rats alone.
Fox and the Hound was a good one, but it was also sad.
That's sad as Fox and the Hound.
So it's just sort of, it's hard.
That's the saddest.
I have a good one. The SpongeBob movie. That was a good movie. Loved that movie.
That's like the original.
Yeah, that was great.
SpongeBob in general.
I say, there's some really good kids' movies out currently that I reckon would be probably my favorite. I never watched Rio, but I feel like I would love Rio.
Rio's sad. We were fucking. That's why I say every Disney Pixar animated movie is like got a sad element to it. Rio is really sad, I thought, because they get caught in captivity.
I liked Mulan.
Mulan.
I really liked Mulan.
You know what? We watched the other day.
Mulan was my favorite Disney princess growing up.
Grace and I watched Inside Out 2 the other day. I don't know if we mentioned it. And it's a fucking great movie. I actually loved it. I thought it was really good. It's better than the first one.
It's pretty good.
And it's really good. Anxiety's a fucking nutty bitch.
So
fucking
annoying.
Hell. But fucking, it's a good movie, I thought. The animation in it is a bit poo. That is true.
They spent all their effort animating the emotions.
Yeah,
and then when it came to the people, they just looked really shitty.
There's definitely moments in it that are a bit cringe. I will say.
Oh, for sure.
But it's still a really, I thought it was, it's I just like smart.
Riley annoys the shit out of me. She's annoying.
She is, but she's got good emotions. She as a person's annoying, but yeah.
It's pretty good. They depicted it pretty well. Oh, they did a great job.
On the topic of movies, over these last 2 weeks, Grace finally did her due diligence as a human in society and finally, right, this might shock you as I say it, and trust me, it shocked me when I found out, she finally did her due diligence and watched the Harry Potter movie series. She had never watched it. Can you fucking believe that? Now, if you're out there as a listener and going, oh, I haven't watched it, whatever, snap kick yourself in the head. I hope you fucking crash the car that you're listening to this in, right? How fucking dare anyone not watch that movie series? Because now, tell everyone, how good is it?
It's pretty good.
Pretty fucking good. I even went back and watched it, and it'd been ages since I watched it with Grace. Fuck, they're such well put together movies. They are so good. The only one that I honestly think is a bit like shit, just simply because of the time that it came out, like early 2000s, and their kids, is the very first movie. Like, it's iconic, but it's a bit cringe. And the animation in it, like the CGI, is shocking. But that is the only flaw I have on virtually
the
whole series.
It's pretty good, though. Yeah, I rate it.
It is unreal.
It's crazy, though, because I remember reading the first book. I don't know why. I read it when I was in high school, the first book, and I loved it.
Yeah,
it was
now you got to read it.
I read it in like a day or two. It was so good. And then for some reason, I just didn't keep reading the rest.
Well, now you've kind of had the whole thing spoiled a bit.
I'm not reading it. No chance am I reading the books.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
The movies were good.
Movies are unreal.
I'm glad I've seen them.
Yeah. Such good movies. Like,
that's about it.
I frothed watching them back.
It was good. It was good. It was good. Yeah.
Best movie series ever. Because tell me a series of movies that has ever come out and put out 8 bangers. 8 consecutive bangers.
Do you know what I liked best about the movies?
What?
I liked the thought that J.K. Rowling literally come up with all of that, all of those concepts by herself. That's insane. That's so impressive. And I loved the fact that throughout all 8 movies, all of the characters stayed the same, all of the actors.
Yeah.
That was sick. That was so that was so good to watch them literally grow up in each movie. Yeah. It was great. It's pretty good.
Like,
that.
You'd start the next one, you'd be like, whoa, they're like a bit older now.
That was so iconic.
She's got to be, she is, I think, the most successful author
There's
of all
some
time.
There's some scandal with her, though. Like, people hate her now. No, she
I
did
think
some,
I remember hearing something about
some,
that. I don't know.
I forget what it was, but yeah, it was something.
She's probably a kiddie fiddler. That's what it tends to be nowadays, kiddie fiddler. J.K. Rowling.
Ew,
no, she's not. I don't know.
That. I hate
but,
that saying.
She is the most successful author of all time. She's only written one book series, and it's fucking the best book series, movie series ever. So, but I can't believe she'd never watched it because Grace is like, it's not my thing, fantasy, la, la, la. And then she watches it. And now, whoa, it'll take a lot of convincing, but we could
no, they
get
won't
you to watch,
watch
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, no way. I thought you were going to say get my parents
so similar.
To watch it.
Oh, no, I don't really care if you
Nope, I'm not watching Lord of the Rings. That's shit. That's
one of the
crap.
Best trilogies ever.
No, bullshit.
It's quite a good trilogy.
Nope.
And The Hobbit.
Not when The Hunger Games exists. No way. Not watching
Hunger
The Hobbit.
Games. Hunger Games isn't even a true trilogy. There's four,
yes, it is.
Four movies.
It's part number 3 is part 2.
Yeah,
like they're split
there's
into
still
two.
Four movies though.
Yeah, but it's a trilogy.
I know. But nah, Hunger Games. Nah, it's not the best trilogy of all time. The best movie in The Hunger Games is the first movie. Second movie's not too bad.
You know what the best trilogy of all time is? And I will die on this hill.
Last movies suck.
I will die on this hill. High School Musical.
Fuck. All right. That's us done for the week. That everyone has just clicked off. And that is us done for the week. We will catch you guys next week
on
that
flip.
Note.
I start placement next week. Wish me luck. I'm so scared I could curl up into a ball
I
and
bet
cry.
No one's wishing you luck after that rubbish statement. All right. Anyway.
I just.
No, I'm kidding. Now she's going to know what it feels like to suffer. Anyway, she's not happy.
I'm so upset.
That's right. You'll be so
I
sweet.
I think I have autism.
Yeah.
Let's end it there.
Yeah. Grace has autism, /?
All right.
All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
We love you all.
Love
and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.